Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading.
Welcome to The Deep Dive. We're here to give you, parents and teachers, a closer look at what your students are learning about today.
That's right. We're drawing from The Juice, the educational app, to kind of break down some current events and maybe spark some conversations.
Exactly. So let's jump right in. First up, a really serious global event. We're looking at the flash floods in India and Pakistan.
Yeah, devastating news. Hundreds killed, and in Pakistan's Khyber Pakhtunkhwa province, 650 deaths just this summer. Over half of those on August 15th alone.
It's staggering. And scientists are, they're largely attributing this to climate change, right? More intense, erratic rain.
Definitely. And it's made worse by things like poor drainage, unplanned development, you know, the usual complicating factors.
And survivors mentioned something striking.
They did. A lack of hardening systems. Officials pointed out how unpredictable these cloudbursts can be, but still, it highlights a gap.
It does make you think. So maybe a discussion point here. How can communities actually get better prepared for these kinds of disasters, especially the unpredictable ones?
Good question. Okay, shifting focus now to cultural discussions, specifically the Smithsonian Institution Museums.
Ah, yes. What's happening there?
Well, President Trump has ordered a review. The aim is to remove what's being called divisive historical content.
Divisive. And align displays more with, what was it, American ideals?
Exactly. And to, quote, celebrate American exceptionalism. But as you can imagine, it stirred up quite a bit of opposition.
I bet. So historians, members of Congress, they're pushing back.
Strongly. They argue it's an attempt to, well, sanitize or whitewash complex parts of American history.
Right.
The American Council of Learned Societies put it pretty clearly. Telling the true American story means including diverse, expertly researched perspectives, not just one view.
Makes sense. So this leads to a great discussion, doesn't it? Why is it actually important to learn history from multiple perspectives?
Absolutely vital.
Okay, let's lighten the mood a bit. The Juice also featured an inspiring quote of the day today.
Oh, yeah. Who was it?
Selena Quintanilla Perez. The quote is, "With a positive attitude, you can be anything you want to be."
Ah, Selena, the queen of Tejano music.
Yeah.
Such an icon. Still so influential, even after her death in 95.
Totally. Grammy winner, huge cultural figure. And that quote, it's simple but powerful.
It really is. That idea that positivity can fuel potential, it just resonates, doesn't it?
It does. So maybe ask your students, how can having a positive attitude actually help you overcome challenges you face?
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Okay, next we have a story about community action. Right out of Hollywood, actually.
Oh, interesting. What's the initiative?
It's called Everyday Action, founded by an assistant director named Hillary Cohen. They redistribute leftover food.
Leftover food? From where?
Film sets, mostly, and other businesses, too. Perfectly good food that would otherwise be thrown out.
Wow. That's brilliant. There's so much waste on sets and so much need in L.A.
Exactly. She saw the huge amount of food being discarded, was troubled by it, and started the nonprofit back in 2020.
And they've had an impact.
A huge impact. They've delivered over 270,000 meals already. It tackles food waste and food insecurity. Really smart.
That's fantastic. So a conversation starter could be what problems in your local community could be addressed with, you know, creative solutions like this one.
Love that. Get some thinking locally.
Okay, let's turn to international affairs now. There was a White House summit engineered by the Trump administration.
Right, focused on the Russia-Ukraine war. The idea was pushing for an end to the conflict with talk about U.S. security guarantees for Ukraine.
But has there been any real progress?
Well, despite the diplomatic efforts, there was even a reported call between Trump and Putin. Tangible progress seems pretty elusive, just very, very difficult.
Yeah, these things always are. President Zelensky is holding firm on not ceding land.
And President Putin is demanding more territory. So you have this stalemate, really, and a lot of skepticism about Russia's actual commitment to peace right now.
So for students, maybe explore. What are the factors that make finding peace so incredibly hard when countries are in conflict?
A tough question, but an important one. Finally, we've got a story that's just, well, amazing. A 10-year-old chess prodigy from England.
10 years old. Okay, tell me more.
Her name is Bodhana Sivanandan, and she just became the youngest female chess player ever to beat a grandmaster.
No way.
Yeah.
That's incredible. Did she come from a chess family?
Apparently not. which makes it even more remarkable. Her talent seems linked to her interest in math and calculation. Natural aptitude, it seems.
Wow, beating a grandmaster at 10.
And she's earned the Woman International Master title already. Analysts are praising her composure, her quick thinking.
So what's next for her?
Experts think she's definitely on track to become a grandmaster, maybe even a world champion someday. Really one to watch.
Absolutely. So a final discussion point. How does dedication to learning something, really committing to it, lead to these kinds of significant achievements, even at a young age?
Great way to connect effort and outcome.
Well, that wraps up our deep dive for today. We really hope these summaries and discussion ideas are helpful for your conversations, whether at home or in the classroom.
Yeah, looking at everything from global issues to individual achievements.
And that leaves us with a thought, perhaps. As we look at all these different topics, how do we best foster that sense of curiosity, that critical engagement in our kids about the world swirling around them?
Something to mull over.
Indeed. Thanks so much for tuning in and staying informed with us.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.